Sometimes hilarious, always hilarious. It's Keeping Up with Ken Hilarious on Mater Dei Radio.
And he is the host of Living Stones, heard right here on Mater Dei Radio, Monday evenings, 7:30, anytime on your Hail Mary Media app. And our man at the University of Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana. We're going to try this all over again. Good morning, Ken Hilarious.
Good morning, David. How are you?
I am doing great. It's kind of a wild few minutes there as our power popped off and we lost you and everything else. But you know what? We're back on the air and all is well. So thanks for being with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure to chat with you, always.
Well, I got to mention this to you as well, and to our listeners, coming up in our next interview segment at 8:10, we are going to be talking with a former Notre Dame quarterback, 17 years in the NFL, and the keynote speaker at the CYO dinner on October 18th, Steve Berline, going to join us. So a Fighting Irish guy on the broadcast, Ken.
Every hour should have an Irishman. That's what I say.
There you go. That's right. And I know you were mentioning kind of when we lost you there, Fighting Irish on the home field tomorrow, correct?
Big home opener versus Marshall tomorrow. And so, it's the first football Friday of the season, which means most people are decked out in their Irish t-shirts, you know, game day shirts. And the whole thing starts. So, like, there are concerts, including bagpipers and trumpets under the dome and organ concert in the Basilica. So football Fridays and then, of course, game days are all big productions. And it's all about, you know, kind of a wonderful, joyful atmosphere.
How fun would that be? Oh, man, yeah. that is awesome. I know CYO, they're selling raffle tickets for somebody to win to go see the Irish Fighting Irish against Clemson in November. So
that's going to be a huge, huge game. So that's fantastic. Yeah.
That'll be a lot of fun. Well,
can I give a piece of advice?
Yeah.
So whoever wins, bring a coat because November is when it starts to get really, really, really brisk.
Yeah. Great idea. That's for sure. Yeah. We'll do that. So Brenda asked me this morning, who are we going to talk about, you and I? And I said, I believe it's going to be St. John Chrysanthemum. And she said, I don't think that is the right pronunciation of that. So give me the correct pronunciation, if you would, please.
Yeah, well, of course, I don't speak Greek, so I also will mess this up. But it's St. John Chrysostom.
Chrysostom.
Chrysostom, who was a bishop born in Antioch in 347, baptized in his early 20s. Really embraced his faith in his late 20s and was ordained in 386, and in 387 was appointed the Archbishop of Constantinople. And Chrysostom is not his last name, but it's actually rather a title or an epithet that in Greek means golden-mouthed. He was called that because of his eloquence as a preacher. So St. John Chrysostom was a superb preacher. And as I say, he was Archbishop of Constantinople from 387 until 407, so about 20 years.
Right.
But even during his time, it was not without controversy. He was actually banished from the city several times by the imperial authorities based on various false charges. And a lot of it had to do with the ongoing debates and the ongoing Arian controversies that had been, of course, what the Council of Nicaea was all about in 325. So
right.
This continued to be an active kind of discussion and debate. And in many ways, like I say, the bishop was exiled from his own city over the Arian controversies. But he was Bishop of Constantinople for about 20 years, and he is one of the great doctors of the church, one of the most important teachers in the history of the church.
And we're talking about him because his feast day is on Tuesday, September 13th, and thus the reason. So what does it mean, doctor of the church?
Yeah, so doctors of the church, the word doctor actually comes from doctore, which means a teacher. A teacher of the church. And the greatest teachers of the church in our history have been, there are about 36, 37 of them in total. And they get this kind of honorific title, and it means somebody who was an Orthodox teacher, meaning that they taught the true faith, that their writings or their example were such that the faithful could very much learn from what they, from their preaching and from their writing, or in the case of Thérèse of Lisieux, from her very way of life, her little way. She is one of the great doctors as well. And so the doctors of the church are kind of our special teachers in the history. And as I say, there are 35, 36 of them. Pope Francis has named two in his time. And so, yeah, so it's a great honorific. And Chrysostom, St. John Chrysostom, is really honored because he was a superb preacher, as I mentioned. Mm-hmm. The word Chrysostom means golden mouth. And his homilies were very practical, and they were often focused on the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. One of his most famous homilies on the Gospel of Matthew includes a passage in which he says, "Do you wish to honor the body of Christ? Well, then don't ignore him when he's naked. Do not pay him homage in the temple clad in silk, only then to neglect him outside where he is cold and ill clad. He who said, 'This is my body,' is the same one who said, 'You saw me hungry and gave me no food.' And whatever you did to the least of my brothers, you did also to me."
Right.
And so again, he's connecting what we're doing in our worship with how we act as soon as we walk outside the doors of the church, and saying, you have to actually do what Christ said, not just worship him. You have to actually follow and perform the corporal and spiritual works of mercy.
Right.
So he's a very practical preacher, and that's really why we honor him as a doctor.
Do you know, Ken, are there any places around the world where he's honored? There's a memorial, anything like that?
Well, it's, you know, I would say as a sign of his importance to the whole church, even though he was bishop of Constantinople, you know, the capital of kind of the Eastern Orthodox and kind of Eastern churches, the reliquary of the chair of St. Peter's, which is in St. Peter's Basilica, the great big, you know, at the very end in the apse of the basilica.
Right.
That chair that Bernini designed in bronze is held up by four gigantic bronze statues of doctors. And one of them is St. John Chrysostom, who, along with St. Athanasius, who's also an Eastern bishop, St. Ambrose and St. Augustine are the two Western doctors. So that's one of the things that, you know, you look at it and you say, here in one of the most important shrines of Christianity, especially, you know, the bishop's chair of St. Peter is held up by St. John Chrysostom in this great piece of art. So I think that's probably where most people might encounter him. The other thing is that he left a great legacy of the divine liturgy. So the Eastern Orthodox and our Eastern Catholic brothers and sisters, the primary form of Eucharistic worship, their version of the Mass, is called the Divine Liturgy of St. John Chrysostom.
Mm.
And it's so called because their Eucharistic prayer, the main prayer that consecrates the Eucharist, is attributed to St. John Chrysostom himself. So that's probably his most important legacy
right.
in the church.
You know, it always amazes me, and it's, particularly when we talk to you about this, the depth and history of the church and of the saints. It's just amazing to me.
It's a great gift, right? These the countless numbers of saints. I mean, of course, there's the canonized saints, the ones that we recognize on our calendar, that we can go to their shrines and things like that. But then also, in reality, everybody who dies baptized is baptized into the communion of saints.
Right.
And so these are our friends, our predecessors, the ones who handed on to us the great gift of faith that we have. And that's also our responsibility to do the same for our children and for our grandchildren, to hand on this great gift of faith that we have received through our actions, through our writings, through, you know, through our teaching, but especially through our actions, through our performance of the corporal and spiritual works of mercy, like St. John Chrysostom so eloquently preached.
Well, we'll honor his feast day coming up on Tuesday, September 13th. He is Ken Hellenius, host of Living Stones, right here on Mater Dei Radio, Monday evening, 7:30, anytime on your Hail Mary Media app, and our man at the University of Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana. Well, Kent, thanks again for joining us. Great look at the history of our church, and enjoy your Football Friday in South Bend.
Thank you, and go Irish.
All right. God bless.